This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is James. He lives in Everett. Hello, James. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. And thank you for calling in for Share Your Salary, man. You're a stud.
Got to. It's Monday. We got to rock the week off, right?
Yeah.
And well, you like Brad Paisley?
I love Brad Paisley. I'm so
man. Early Brad Paisley was the best. And you know, I think a comeback is in the works, and we're going to see it at Angel of the Winds Arena in May, and you're going to be there, man.
That's so exciting. And you're bringing Alexander Kay with him, too, which is even better. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
You're probably the first person in America to get tickets, by the way.
For
so
sure.
It's an honor and a privilege, James.
Well, James, all we know about you right now, other than that you have good taste in music, is that you're an outside sales specialist, which that word alone is worth 20 grand. So let's put a minute on the clock. Let's ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, we're going to play a song where we're thinking things through, right? We're going to come back. Everybody will guess what we think you make, and then you will share your salary, James. Sound like a plan?
That sounds awesome.
I can dig on it. All right, Gabe, here we go. On your mark, get set, and begin.
Do you own a home?
I do not.
What do you do exactly for a living?
Yeah, so I'm an outside sales rep for an electrical distributor. So I am on the city side. So I sell to most of the cities to make power run, their light poles going, everything you can think of to make their operations run.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Chevy Bolt EUV electric, so I don't have to pay for gas.
Mm. How many employees work where you do?
So we are all across the United States, and my location alone in Washington State, we probably have about 150.
How old are you?
31.
Do you manage anybody, or are you like a solo lone wolf?
I am a solo lone wolf. Right.
What's the most expensive thing you own besides your car?
Besides my car, it's probably my car. I like to travel. I don't like to own anything. I'd rather see the world and enjoy the world.
Wow. All right. Are you married?
I am not.
Okay. All right. Single guy, doesn't own a home, drives the Chevy Bolt. We got some clues here. If you think you know, you have a good guess, go ahead and send us a text. Make sure you put your name and where you live on that. How much do you think James is pulling in as an outside sales specialist? 253-642-WOLF. And the cool part is if you can hang out, James is going to share his salary right after the song in about 3 minutes. It's worth sticking around for.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is James. He lives in Everett. He is an outside sales specialist. Gabe, before we find out what James makes, he's going to share his salary. What else did we just learn about this fine man?
He works for an electrical distribution place. They serve stuff to the city. He works with about 150 people, but they are outside of Washington. He's 31. He is not married. He rents his place. He loves to travel and spend his money on that. And he drives this Chevy Bolt. I thought it was a Volt. But it's a Bolt with a B.
James, can you confirm V or B, Bolt
correct.
Or Bolt?
It's B as in boy.
Okay.
Bolt. Okay, good call. Now we know. All right, Gabe, you're up first. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Lorraine just because she said fellow Bolt owner here at 80.
All right. Captain Ron, what do you think? She's in at 80.
I'm going to go a little bit lower, and it's just because of the Bolt. My uncle has one. I feel like you got to be a certain type of person if you buy the Bolt. So I'm going to go 77. That's from Noel in Puyallup.
Okay. Again, we're a sucker. If you either send us a text, that's a little bit of a shout out. I got a new one today from Tyrone. He lives in Auburn. He said, hey, Matt, that's all it took. Just a little poke, and I'm going with him. Even though I think he's a little high here at $130,000 a year, you never know, all right? So our guesses are 77, 80, and 130, but that really doesn't matter. We don't know how much you're actually making, James, as a specialist. It's time to share your salary.
Woo! What is the number?
$81,500.
Oh! fellow Bolt owner.
Yeah, a lot of attention given to the type of vehicle you drive today. Do you feel like that's warranted, James?
Absolutely. As an outside sales rep, I'm driving everywhere. And then our state, you know, how expensive gas is. And so avoiding having to pay for gas is the best thing you can do. And the other big thing about where I'm at in my career, I've only been there 6 months. We're employee owned. And so we get profit sharing and 401k. Can't beat that as a perk.
Preach. Preach at employee benefits. I'll tell you what. I'm surprised you don't get a company vehicle if you're put that many miles on the Bolt.
So we can get a company vehicle, but it's just not worth it. It's more expensive. It comes out of my pocket in the long run. So the benefits just don't outweigh owning your own vehicle.
Yeah, I hear that.
Why the Bolt over a Prius or something? Like, that's kind of a random EV.
It's all about the Bolt. Oh, you say random. They say Chevy, Ron. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Well.
Yeah, right there, kind of the thing. Chevy being out there, and it's one of the top rated EVs out there overall. And when it came out, it had a really nice package out on it during the COVID time. So pricing worked out to be the best.
That's right. Top rated, Ron. Why are you questioning the Bolt?
Sorry. By
the
way, I didn't realize that.
You know, James, have you ever won Employee of the Month?
We don't really do Employee of the Month per se in our office. Just got my yearly review, and I actually met top metrics in every category. And I'm on
top metrics, Ron. Hey. Top rated,
take
just
notes,
like his
Ron.
Bolt. Yeah, Ron. All right, James. Well, we love you, man. Thanks for calling in. Don't hang up because we have Brad Paisley tickets for you. And anybody who shares their salary this week also will get to go see Brad when he comes to Angel of the Winds at the end of May. I cannot wait for that. So you're set and ready to go, James.
I'm so excited. Thanks, guys.
You are welcome. Bye. No problem. Thank you. All right, coming up, stay with us 10 minutes away from a normal and open. Wouldn't you know, Gabe, it's Captain Ron again.
Shocker.
I mean, it never happens.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.